From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the German Baroque composer Georg Philipp Telemann. We'll hear one of his concertos for wind instruments, strings, and continuo, the concerto in A major, in four movements, largo, allegro, grazioso, and allegro, respectively. It's performed here by the orchestra Ars Rediviva, conducted by Milan Munklinger.
Thank you.
Concerto in A Major for Wind Instruments, Strings, and Continuo, composed by Georg Philipp Telemann. The work in four movements, Largo, Allegro, Grazioso, and Largo, respectively, as performed by the orchestra Ars Rediviva, Milan Munglinger conducting, from a 1971 Supraphon LP containing three Telemann concertos for wind instruments, strings, and continuo. In addition to the concerto in A major that we just listened to, the album also contains his concertos in A minor and B flat, respectively. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, the best way to do that is by sending email. I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback about the program is greatly appreciated. The email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed program playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Once again, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1613. We'll turn next to music of English composer and multi-instrumentalist Terry Oldfield. The older brother of Mike Oldfield, Terry first came to prominence as a result of collaborations with his brother Mike on landmark albums Hergest Ridge, Omadon, and Incantations in the 70s. He has since gone on to a very successful solo career in his own right as a pioneer in the field of New Age music, recording extensively for various labels, most notably New Earth Records. We'll turn to a 1974 demo recording called Spiral Waves. This recording was made in between the recording sessions for Hergest Ridge and Omadon. But the material was not actually released to the public until the early 1990s, when the Voiceprint label finally issued this recording on CD. It's one track, roughly 19 minutes in length, and while it could easily be considered soft instrumental prog, it's also very much a pioneering New Age recording, long before the term New Age music existed in musical lexicon. I'm fairly certain that Terry Oldfield is playing all of the instruments here, various reeds, keyboards, guitar, and percussion, with authentic nature sounds blended in. Terry Oldfield's Spiral Waves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spiral Waves, music composed and performed by Terry Oldfield, a 1974 recording issued for the first time on CD in 1992 on the Voice Print label. We have time for one short piece of music before we wrap up this hour of the program, and we'll remain in the UK and we'll remain in a Prague vein of sorts, as we turn to music of Anthony Phillips. Anthony was the original guitar player in Genesis before that band came to prominence. After leaving that band, he went on to a very successful career, primarily as a composer and instrumental artist. We'll turn to Volume 7 in his Private Parts and Pieces series of recordings, so named as all of the material was recorded at his home studio. The album Slow Waves, Soft Stars, released in 1987 on the Audion label. The album is a mixture of music for guitar and synthesizer. We'll hear one of the guitar pieces, Elevenses. Guitar solo from Anthony Phillips. Elevenses, a British term referring to a time roughly around 11 o'clock when workers typically take a short break to consume a beverage and a small snack of some sort. That piece included on the album Private Parts and Pieces, Volume 7, Slow Waves, Soft Stars, released in 1987 on the Audion label. Unfortunately, this, along with many other volumes in the Private Parts and Pieces series by Anthony Phillips, long out of print for many years. Hopefully, these classic albums will be reissued at some point, either on CD or in digital form. But they're well worth tracking down on the internet. This album, a mixture of pieces for guitar and synthesizer. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon, won't you, for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.